Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and we're with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start today with the issue of the awards that have been given out. These were competitive awards, and you're going to share now the article on the awards for the Schenectady area.
Tuesday's Regional Economic Development Council Awards announcement involves a handful of projects in the immediate capital region. Locally, there were, out of the $763 million that was handed out on Tuesday, about $67 million are going to the immediate capital region. And one of the projects that we're watching is a $4 million grant that would go to a Rotterdam pharmaceutical factory. This is a Mexican company called Paiza Biopharm, and they have plants all over the U.S., about 18,000 employees worldwide, actually. And they want to put a factory in the Rotterdam Corporate Park. And so the $4 million would go toward a $66 million project. And it's been through many of the hurdles. It's already been cleared. And so this is an important step, according to the economic development officials, in getting this project right on the final track here. The project entails 187,000 square feet. And once it's built out, they're talking about employing about 100 people. So there's a lot of excitement in Schenectady County. Elsewhere around the region, in Schoharie County at SUNY Cobleskill, they've awarded a $5 million grant to a public-private partnership between SUNY Cobleskill and a private group called Empire State Greenhouses. And this $5 million would go toward an $83 million greenhouses, massive 290,000 square foot structure. It's due to be called the Kobe Farm at SUNY Cobleskill. And what they talk about there, that would bring 75 full-time jobs. This is one of these facilities that all around the year they could grow crops, including mushrooms and medicinal crops. And what they talk about is it will allow them to be able to rotate some common crops as rapidly as possible to take advantage of sort of the market at the time and market price fluctuation. A few of the other projects that sort of caught our eyes at SPAC in Saratoga, they're due to get an award of $1.75 million that would help them with redoing their concessions area. This would be a more permanent structure. They're calling it a plaza, and it would include also some office space for some educational purposes. And then one of the other projects that we're watching, a $5 million, one of the bigger awards, goes to Schenectady to build a sewage treatment plant in the Stockade. They already have one there, and the state has repeatedly mandated the city to improve it and to replace it because it has failed repeatedly. It just doesn't have the capacity. They're planning a $12 million project, and this will go a long ways toward that with a $5 million grant. Elsewhere in the region last night, our reporters Jeff Wilkin and Peter Barber were in Balsam Spa for a very emotional farewell to a middle school student, Emma Jones, who died in last week's double murder-suicide. It's been a brutal period of time and draining on that community. Last night, about 600 people went to the football stadium in Balsam Spa and really packed it. And it was a very moving, reflective vigil that they had. A number of the girl, Emma's friends, spoke about what a great kid she was and how she was a good friend to many people, a really good student. She was really into athletics and caring for pets and really remembered just as a wonderful girl in the community. And there was some pretty dramatic moments in this. At one point, a number of students all gathered and went to the edge of the football field and they sang some Christmas hymns. And I think it was pretty emotional for the students doing it and also the people in the crowd. It's a sad story at any time, and then at this time of year, sort of a double whammy for some of the folks in the community there. As far as the official investigation, they still have not released a whole lot of details about what happened and drove the father in this family to apparently use a gun to kill his wife and his daughter and then take his own life last week.
Miles Reed is the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at DailyGazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper, and there's more of our conversation online at WAMC.org. Miles, thanks.
Thank you, David.